back to Big Bang. I cannot talk today. I should not be recording a podcast. But back to Big Fatty's question, he asked what I thought of the ending of the show and who won and so forth. Well, it came down to Ross Matthews and Marissa. Whatever her name is, the lady from who won the Tony Award for Hairspray. That's what it was, for Hairspray. The two of them. And I thought if the other people voted, because everyone who was kicked out of the house became part of the jury. Like there was, you know, there was no limit. They were all on the jury.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty should not be recording a podcast.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4805 of BFO for Thursday, the 9th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, the day is finally here. Yes, Big Fatty, time for Big Mama. It's true. Chinbots, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, do you know why you're Chinbots today? Yes, Big Fatty. Because our chin is botting around. Yeah, that's it. Y'all, the much-anticipated premiere of the Big Brother 28 is tonight. As you hear this, it is tonight at 8 p.m. in the evening over there on the CBS. You know, that is Eastern Daylight Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's a 90-minute show. And y'all, I do have a couple of spoilers. They have kind of figured out who there's going to be three more people coming into the house other than the ones that I mentioned to you yesterday. Now, y'all, nothing is confirmed, and it won't be confirmed until whenever they confirm it. Yes, Big Fatty. but y'all, the consensus is that there will be two folks from the Survivor. Y'all, they were both on the season 50. It is that Dee, she's kind of ethnic Indian-ish, not woo-woo, but call center. And yes, Big Fatty, it's usually casino or call center, yes. And that, y'all, that Rick Devins, you know, he's the one that flipped the coin during the Survivor that raised the prize to $2 million. So those two are the kind of the odds on Survivor folks. And yo, as of right now, there's only one returning contestant. Y'all, it's crazy eyes. It's that Angela. Y'all, she's batshit crazy. Yes, Big Fatty, you know a lot of those folks. Oh yes, most of them listen to this little show. Oh yes, you Big Fatty, that's not most. Anyone who listens to this little show is batshit crazy. Y'all, speaking of batshit crazy, so y'all, the Nip and I went to the Von's East, and you know, I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But y'all, on the way home, out of the blue, he says, "Well, when I get home, I've got to look for the onion." And I'm like, the Onion? He goes, yes, I read something that said that you should store onions in a cool, dark place, but don't store them near the potatoes because they contaminate each other. But he says, and I had two onions, and one of them was a little riper than the other, and I had put the one onion that I needed to use first in the pantry. And I put the other onion somewhere, but I don't remember where I put it. So y'all, it's like supermarket sweep, except it's looking for the rotting onion. Y'all, you can't make this shit up. And y'all, if you could make this shit up, y'all, the NIP went and had a test. I don't know what it was, but it was, I think it was one of those where you have to go in the tube kind of thing. But the nurse gave him his gown and told him to take his clothes off. And he says, can I leave my socks on? She says, yes. So she left the room, and y'all, he took his clothes off, and y'all, he looked down and he had on one blue sock that was calf length and one black sock that was, just the ankle length. Now, y'all, how do you do that? And so he's like, how did I leave the house like that? I said, damn if I know. Yes, Big Betty, damn if any of us know. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, 2 days in a row. It's true. Can you believe it? Y'all was informed on a hot day morning that there was a new pen over there in the ham map. Y'all, it's not a new person, but a new pen. And y'all, it is from that Randy. It's from that Randy who used to be in the Penis Livania. But y'all, he's now in the Oro Valley. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. That's where they make those French fried potatoes. The Oro. Oro Ida, Arizona. Yes, that's it. And Shy Tom have moved to their retirement home in the Arizona A. And y'all, speaking of Arizona, my youngest daughter Nessa, she was in a presentation, and they played Big Fatty's big rum thing. SSQD Studios. It's time for Follow-Up Question Month. It's a month of answering follow-up questions from the So-So Question Contest from back in February. And now, here's Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty!
Y'all, it wasn't a big run thing. It was when Big Fatty was in Forrest Gump. Y'all, we got question number 7, follow-up question. Y'all, this one was originally from old Crooked Hat. You know, he's down touring South America. And it says, Big Fatty, what constitutes a so-so question? And Big Fatty says that the question has been asked and answered many times, where we here at the desk suspect that old Crooked Hat has many so-so questions up his sleeve. Why does Tabitha pee on my shoes? Why are those coffin files in my yard. I don't know what that means. Should I use airline points to upgrade my seat on my next flight from the Chicago's ORD to Northwest Arkansas, XNA? And y'all, then the follow-up question is, this one's for Adam. And so y'all, I guess I won't be answering this follow-up question, but Cricket Hat, you need to get in touch with the SSQD. The question is, what's become of the inflatable hot tub? Alternatively, what has the inflatable hot tub become?
Fanny, that's vulgar.
Well, I know the desk didn't ask this question to me, but I have a theory. I have a theory that that the hot tub is somewhat deflated, and certainly hasn't been cared for with the, you know, and so y'all, it probably looks like the the reflecting pool up there in the Washington, D.C. Big Fatty, you mean somebody's torn the bottom off of it? No, just it's just covered in, it's covered in algae and well, you know what, and you know the homosexuals do in a hot tub. Big Fatty, that's a sticky situation. So y'all, I have two, not one, but two, I say, two cards that came in to the Villa mailbox. Y'all, the first, y'all, it's from that Alex Anvim. Y'all, oh, it's a musical note card. Let's see what we got here. And it says, our break ready. Thank you so much for a wonderful stay at the Villa. Trips to El Hospitalo can be a real downer, so to have had so much fun is a testament to you, Big Fatty. Probably the Old Testament, yes. We are so grateful to have you as a friend. Yes, no, you must plan a visit north to the estate soon. Love, Alex and Brandon. Well, Alex and Brandon, thank you so much for that. That's awfully kind for you to send that. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture. I'm going to put a picture of this up on the www at at noon today. And y'all, the second card, y'all, it's from New York City. New York City, y'all, I've been warned that something would be coming from New York City. Y'all, I believe, I don't know if that's what this is, but let's just look at it here. Okay, and it's wrapped in paper. Let's see what the paper's got a, Big Fatty. The paper's got it's got a something written on it here. Y'all, it's from Lamont Cranston, formerly known as the wealthy man about town, now the Suzette Charles of Pride 48. Please enjoy these lottery tickets from South Kakalaki and Cajun country. I drove from New York City to Plano, Texas last week, and I thought these would be easier to post than beaver nuggets from Bucky's. Yes! I also wanted to explain my Suzette Charles reference. She was the first runner-up in the 1984 Miss America pageant. She was eventually crowned Miss America when the winner, Vanessa Williams, resigned after very naughty photos of her and another woman were published in the Penthouse magazine. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. I used to collect stamps, and my favorites were these people. those with people on them. I am sending this with my favorite first lady, Nancy Reagan. She's my favorite because she said no to blow, but yes to blow jobs. Very vulgar. She was quite the queen of them in her Hollywood days, allegedly. Take care and good luck on the tickets, Lamont. Well, Lamont, thank you so much for that. And y'all got three scratch offs. Y'all, one of them. Y'all, it is the South Kakalaki lottery. The hit. $250. Then there's the tenfold lucky and the floor de threes. Y'all, it's got some kind of crab. No, that's not a crab. What is that? That's it's not a lobster. What are those? They're the crawfish, crayfish. So, Lamont, I will save those up to scratch those. Y'all, I'll put a picture of those up also at noon today. And y'all, before the time gets away from me, let's do this.
Hold on. We can fix that. Let me just fix that really fast. So, let me get a clean plate. You know, we're professionals here, Adam. Let me get a clean plate for Big Fat.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
Y'all, several technology things to pass along to you. Y'all, on hump day night, y'all, you know, sometimes that Moose P, he'll send me a little message. Our Big Fatty, I think you posted the wrong show again. I don't know what happened, but it was a repeat of the Tuesday show. I had the correct show saved, but anyway, I had to go in and switch it around and everything. And then I said, okay, it should be fine. And Moose goes, no, it's still playing the old one. Maybe it's my computer. So y'all, you got the correct show today. Second of all, y'all, did you download the Apple Snack updates? Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, Archer would love that. Yes, Big Fatty. And third, y'all, I get a testimonial from that gay country west, not spelled C-U-N-T, y'all, Tommy, his husband, y'all, he had lost his Apple clock, and he was asking if it was left here at the villa, and y'all, I looked under the bed and beside the nightstand and everything, couldn't find it, and I said, well, has he tried to use the Find Me feature? Big Fatty, why would Tommy want to find you? No, for his Apple clock. Oh, well, that's very different, and he was going to try. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. If you hadn't heard, 8 o'clock tonight on CBS, it is the premiere of the Big Brother. And y'all, can you tell I'm excited? I'm just excited. And y'all, of course, I'll have to recode the Friday little show before I get to see that. So, y'all, it's just, you're just going to have to wait till Monday to find out what I thought. Y'all, speaking of waiting till Monday, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer, and Archer, with Big Brother starting tonight, what do you think ought to be happening?
Big Fatty should not be recording a podcast.
Oh, well, priorities. I think everybody would agree with you. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.